The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I don't quite understand this, but the first organ transplant from an HIV-infected donor to an HIV-infected recipient. Harley.
Yeah, well, this is important, Alan, because so many people who have HIV/AIDS wind up needing some sort of organ transplant. And while they can get one certainly from someone who is not sick or infected, if they could get it from someone who was, then perhaps that would expand the pool for them.
Yep.
Whereas it wouldn't expand the pool for anyone else, but it would certainly be good for them. And it's for the first time this has happened at Johns Hopkins University Hospital in Baltimore. They had one person who had HIV and it died. His liver and a kidney have been transplanted successfully into two patients who also have HIV. Again, now for people without HIV, nothing changes. They won't give us HIV-infected organ, of course. But it's an important thing for that community.
Absolutely.
That can be so desperate. You know.
And the president lining up for his departure, I guess, now commuting the sentences of dozens of drug convicts.
61 drug offenders are having their prison sentences commuted, and more a third of them were serving life sentences. So they were not necessarily the lightweights in the prison. The convictions range from mere drug possession and to intent to sell and other charges, including some weapons crimes.
And what will the commuting mean?
It means they'll be set free on or about July 28th.
What's the public think of this?
Well, a lot of people don't like it much, but there's not much you can do about it. The president has the authority to do it.
Yeah, he does.
He says there will be more to come. He says sometimes people make mistakes. Mm. Yes, they do.
We know that. We know that. Arkansas, men with guns.
Yeah, I think this is understandable. People get a little jumpy. In Hot Springs, Arkansas, an elementary school quickly went on lockdown. There was a report of three men jogging toward the school carrying rifles. As it turned out, they were employees of a pest control company hired to shoot the pesky squirrels at the next-door apartment complex, and they were armed with pellet guns. Once they figured all that out, they just said, okay, kids.
Harley, I mean, America's a big place. I don't know where you get these stories from. So the school goes into lockdown in Arkansas. Oh, you're a good man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Harley.
All right, thanks.
Harley in the United States of America. News next, 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.